the fuck? Fuck, I don't even remember where I got
it. It's like super 2000.
Yeah, my daughter fucking hates that penguin though. She was fucking scared of it, so she always kept it out of her room. And it was always in my room for her, so then around the house, I put it in places where she didn't, like, just unexpectedly.
Yeah.
And so, like, say she's going to the bathroom, so I'll leave it right in front of the bathroom door just to scare shit out of her. So it became a game, me and her.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the penguin. You just go around the house and just, like, try to fucking spook each other because I'm not expecting it, right?
Penguins are fucking scary. Yeah, yeah,
especially with a tie. Oh, I used to have a fucking hat.
Really?
Yeah, I did, yo. That's fucking sick. Polly the Penguin means fucking business, bro.
He needs his money.
Now, here we go, fucking. Let's get some hay.
That noise. Go, 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 go. Cool.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, man. Cheers.
Cheers, bro.
Cheers.
Fucking been a while.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Ah, God.
There we go. Oh fuck, man. So look, how long has it been? Like a year and a half?
Yeah, man. It's been like a fucking almost 2 years. Like a year and a half, 2 years. We're rolling.
Of course, yeah, of course we're rolling.
We're rolling.
Yeah, we're rolling. Of course. Okay. I did it without telling you. That's the whole fucking
point. The authentic authentication.
That's how you fucking do it. And then, you know, I just roll with it. And you just roll with it in the beginning and I was like, just kind of edit it the beginning.
Okay, you can cut where you want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
like,
that's
I could
dope.
Cut, I could trim it and shit, but like,
okay.
You roll it without people knowing.
Yeah.
So
of then
you just like, you just casual conversation. Like, it just jumps in. There's no like, hi, hello.
Yeah.
But like, now I can introduce myself.
Yeah, do it.
Welcome to episode 5, Tom's Truth Podcast.
What?
Milestone. Can't believe I made this far.
Boom.
It's been 2 weeks.
Explosions.
I'm here with my homie, puts a Jew in Giuseppe.
Hi, guys. I'm here. Hi, Tom.
Fuck. All right. How's it going?
It's going good, man. The day's just, it's getting better.
Fuck.
We got Hennessy here
together. Yeah, man. Sitting in my dungeon of a fucking apartment.
Yeah.
A big ass hole in the wall.
I'm like, should I mention the hole in the wall?
That infamous hole.
That looks like a bodybuilder.
That's an infamous hole where people come and people.
Guys, if you can't see this, but Tom has a hole in his.
It's like 2 feet.
Oh my god.
No, yeah. Yeah, that was. I always tell myself, I'm going to get around to fixing it.
Yeah.
I just get lazy. And it's like, it comes to a point where I just want to put like picture frame around it.
I think maybe like a poster.
Something.
Not even.
I mean like a little frame.
Yeah.
So it's like an actual. So
you know what you should put? Like a frame of a picture that says, don't punch me.
Yeah. That's when white people see drywall, they have to to hit it.
Dude, I wasn't a wall puncher, but I was like a remote control thrower. Like with video games.
Oh fuck,
and shit?
Yeah, bro. Oh my god.
Yeah, like I wouldn't hit a wall, but I would definitely like toss a controller at the fucking.
Yeah, yeah. You know how many remotes I fucking. Yo, let me open up this thing, I think I still have some.
You have remotes?
I got four right here, I'll bust it up. For me fucking. This one, like the thing's busted.
That's fucking crazy. Oh, this shit. Okay, this shit goes up. Okay.
Yeah. I don't have some of them where the fucking thing. I know, like, I bang them so bad with the fucking joysticks.
Yeah, the
don't
joysticks
move.
Don't even work.
Fucking. Oh, I have one in my room where like, the thing is lifted up. Yeah. Like, I've gotten a bit better because I go like this, you know, but you fucking both are like.
Yeah, you think about it.
And then you like,
yeah.
Take a deep breath, you know?
Yeah, controllers are expensive.
Yo, guy, they're like $90.
Yeah, you don't want to throw $90 on a drink.
Yo, it's fucking ridiculous, man.
Crazy.
Yeah, yo. Shit. Fucking this Henny is fucking good.
This Henny is good. It's burning my tonsils that I don't have. Holy fuck. You can swear on this? Yeah.
Come on.
Swearing? Or
yeah, of course. I just think no fucking kindergarten. Say whatever the fuck you want.
So, let's talk about some shit.
What do you want to talk about?
What do I want to talk about? I don't know.
The floor is yours.
The floor is mine. Well, what do you want to... Let's talk about... I
wrote something down, I think. I think yesterday. Just like a reminder of myself. What was it? Oh shit, wrong fucking thing, Tom. Go notes. Fuck, I feel like an old man here.
Dude, trust me.
Oh fuck, yeah, banking notifications. You know the thing that's pissing me off about this shit?
Banking notifications.
Because I don't know if you have this on, like, I have on my app, right? RBC.
Yeah.
So, like, every day or whatever, every couple of days, I will send me a notification in Bank Distal to remind me of, because sometimes you're just like spending money, you don't really check all the time, right? Because you're tap.
Yeah, everything's fucking tap. Everything's tap or face.
Yeah, and that makes you just spend more because like you're just like fucking tap and go, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't look at the price, but you just tap it.
You don't, wait, what?
No, I look at them, I trust them.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, and then you get your bank statement and then whatever.
It's way higher than a shit.
No, they're so quick to let me know that I'm broke, you know? Like, they send me, yo, Tom, you're negative this, or you're below your limit, this and that. But when they give me money, oh, fucking forget about it.
Yeah,
they'll let me know, like, fucking 5 in the afternoon. I get, fuck, yo. But, when I'm broke, like, it wakes me up in the morning, 7:30 in the morning.
You're broke.
I get a text. Hey, Tom, fucking below your limit. No, for real, fuck, yo. So, you know what depressing is to wake up to see, like, you're fucking it's broke definitely not to remind yourself?
To start your day off, you don't want to start your day like that.
And it's like, part of me's like, fucking turn it off. And I'm like, I need to know sometimes, you know?
Yeah, you do need to know. Yeah. As much as you hate it, it's just like, okay, I get it. Yeah. You're here to help me, but I want to destroy you.
I'm a piece of shit, you know? Yes. I shouldn't have fucking spent money on that fucking, on that hooker last time.
Dude, yeah. I love hooking. I'm a hooker.
Yo, no. Speaking of hookers, fucking, those Instagram models, I don't know if you know, they're technically hooking. Like, those girls that are selling their bodies on Instagram.
Okay, well, they're selling their bodies?
Well, like, they're using their body to fucking...
To make money,
you know?
Yeah, but I don't think... What's hooking?
You're prostituting yourself. You're fucking... you're using your body to fucking monetize it.
Isn't prostitution, like...
But it doesn't have to be... What, penetration?
Yeah! isn't that... Like, finger...
It's a form of solicitation, but it's legal, you know?
Okay, so hold on. A guy does it, right? A guy is like taking good pictures of himself.
But like, how many guys fucking... there are some guys that are bodybuilding.
Yeah, they're super huge. And they're fucking, they're jacked.
Bro. Yeah, there's male hookers. There's male hookers too.
Yeah, no, they're 100% is. So they're hooking pretty much.
They're technically fucking hooking.
They're technically hooking. I would technically hook if I had a good body. Would you technically hook? technically speaking.
Oh, I'm trying to hook right now. Fuck, I don't know. This is hooking. I'm trying to hook my podcast.
Yeah, this is voice hooking. Your voice hooking.
I know. I've been told by the ladies that I have a nice voice. No, for real. And I was like, I hate my voice. I fucking hate my voice, bro.
Really?
Oh,
it's a deep voice.
I can't hear, like, I don't listen to my podcast after I play it.
No, why not?
Because I can't, because if I listen to it, I'm going to hate it.
You're going to cringe.
I tried it, like, last one, listened for 15 minutes. And, like, I'm just like, what the fuck is this, Tom? And, like, I chuckled maybe once, you know? But it's like, I'm just so critical of myself. Like, nothing will satisfy me. Like, it could be really fucking good.
Yeah.
And I'll still, like, find things that I hate about it, you know?
Yeah, me too, honestly, with music too, yeah. You, like,
Are you still singing?
Still making...
That's why I was, like, trying to, like, come here, like, to promote something. Don't you have,
I have, like, fucking three songs.
Working on projects or anything?
I have three songs on Spotify. And they're like doing pretty well.
Where can they find you? Like, let the guys know.
Guys, if you need my music,
you don't gotta fucking go right in the phone like an old woman.
Blonde boy, search up blonde boy because I'm blonde. And I'm a boy.
Blonde boy.
And I have a tattoo on me.
How do you spell it? Is it like blonde?
Blonde. BLONDEBOY. Guys,
it's not like, you know, BOI or something.
No,
shit.
It's simple.
Blonde boy.
Blonde boy. I wouldn't get that much attention.
Oh fuck! But you have like three songs.
Yeah, I got three songs, man. They have like.
You're producing yourself and everything.
Yeah.
Making your own beat. That's dope. That's dope.
Yes, because I can't put other people's beats on Spotify or else I'll get sued.
True.
You know, so I'm trying to keep it authentically
me. You're on SoundCloud too?
SoundCloud. No, just Spotify, Apple Music, all streaming services.
But how do you upload it to Spotify? You have like a thing with them?
A TuneCore. You have like a website you have to go on.
Oh, same thing with mine where like there's an app or a site where they upload for you, you know, type shit.
And it's awesome, bro. You get paid. Like I got like $5, like $10 from like a song.
That's dope.
That's crazy.
That is dope.
I can make money off a song. I was freaking out.
For that,
I was freaking out.
That's dope. But like, how do you get paid? Is that off
streams?
So how many streams you got? Like how many?
I have 500 on one.
So, but how much is it per like,
per stream?
Like 100, you have like every 100 streams, you get like $1.
I think each stream is like 0.075. Like fucking
every stream.
Yeah, every stream is a little amount, and it just fucking
comes. So it's the same thing like YouTube, I think, right? Where after so many views, you start getting paid like after 1,000 views,
you start getting money. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think like 1,000,000 streams on Spotify, you get like $75,000. Or something like that. I could be wrong. But
I think on YouTube, it's like you get like 10 grand off a million views or something like that.
That's it?
So I think so. Something like that. Maybe it could be more. Probably more. But like I know. But like if you're putting out a lot of videos like and you all have like fucking a million.
Yeah, it adds up, right? At the end of the day.
And you know what's so crazy, man? Like my daughter, especially like that's all they watch is YouTube now. It's all fucking YouTube, and it's all people commenting on fucking games and shit, right? And they're all like purple green hair, and it's always like this perfect married couple, and they fucking joke around, and they fucking all these stupid and everything. It's like, and all these corny jokes and shit. Yeah, my daughter's having the time of her fucking life, you know?
Yeah, I'm like,
and these guys are making in money, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like just doing that. I mean, good for them, you know? Like they found like the market, the niche.
Yeah. I think it's once you find that, it's like, you know.
But is it like, I don't know if I could ever do that, like staring at myself in a camera while I'm talking. Because like when you're doing that, you're looking at yourself.
Well, no, you're looking at the camera.
Yeah, but you're seeing yourself. Because you're on a computer, right? Technically, like on a laptop.
Yeah.
So you're going to see yourself in the camera.
Your reflection, you're
going to see yourself. So
talking
like,
to you.
Imagine just like staring at yourself, acting like a jackass, you know?
I don't know, man. Some people like just completely ignore that they're looking at themselves. It feels like a natural.
I guess like this, like me doing this now,
like being on camera for me isn't like I don't like being on camera. Like I don't like
filming. Yeah, because I don't feel photogenic, so I hate the way I look. Because when I look, I'm like, oh fuck, Tom. Like, yeah. Like, no, for real, you know? Like,
yeah.
I hate the way I'm perceived, like on photos and shit. Mm. That's why I rarely take any fucking pictures or whatever, you know.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and if I do, it's like fucking. I'm like a girl with it, fucking like 20 fucking tries. Gotta hit the
fuck.
No, for real. Yeah, it's fucking.
That's what every guy.
It's embarrassing, but like every guy won't admit it. But they fucking. Yeah. It's not one take.
For sure. No, like, no. Even with dick pics, like I remember, there's a comedian. That's, a comedian's like, when you take a dick pic, like that's multiple dick pic, takes.
Oh, because
like,
you're angling it, you're fucking leaning back, and you're trying to get that. You know, when you the lower you go, the bigger it looks.
You take like something small, put it next to it, so it looks
exactly
like
a little, right. It's all about angles, yeah. It's like you got to do like, you know, like fucking how they make Tom Cruise look like he's 6 feet. You know, they gotta get that low angle.
Yeah, man.
You know when you got that Tom Cruise dick,
Tom Cruise looks like he doesn't have good intercourse, I think.
Yo, the other day by accident, I watched two Tom Cruise movies back to back, and I just
my condolences.
Oh, like that's horrible. Well, the first one I watched, it was like I never heard of it. I was like, okay, let me watch it. And the second one, it was because I streamed it, right? It was supposed to be another movie, but then it ended up being this Tom Cruise. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
What the fuck's all this? What's up with the Tom Cruise everywhere?
Yeah, I was like, ah, and I was like kind of hungover that day, so I was like, I don't feel like fucking around. So I was like, I know, and like fucking 4 hours of Tom Cruise, bro. That's a lot of Tom. That is a lot of Tom fucking Cruise.
Like, your name's Tom, but like. Like Tom Cruise is,
it's just a lot of, especially like 50-year-old Tom Cruise running around doing his own stunts and shit. Thinking he's Jackie Chan.
He doesn't look as good as he thinks he does.
And it's so bad because he's probably funding his own movies at this point.
Probably.
Like his own big studios throwing money at him.
I don't think so.
So he's probably paying out of his pocket, and some of the editing jobs, like you can see where they cut it, and he just picks up and starts running, and he's like flailing, and it's just like, it's like, oh my god, you know? It's like he's like 5'6" at fucking top.
Is he 5'6"?
He's short. A lot of actors are short, huh?
That's crazy.
They think they're tall, but it's all angles and shit. Like, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino's like 5'7".
Oh, yeah, Al Pacino looks like he's 5'7". Fucking one, yeah.
There are some tall actors. I think Leo DiCaprio, he's tall.
Leo?
He's 6'2".
He was handsome.
He's
a handsome man. My girlfriend actually wants to fuck Leo DiCaprio.
Well, what girl doesn't?
I know. I was like, you better fuck Leonardo DiCaprio.
You know, like he's like the George Clooney, just like banging chicks. No one fucking cares. He keeps it on the low.
George Clooney is such a mysterious man.
For real. Yeah, he was like, because he had that gray fucking hair for 30 years.
Yeah, that salt pepper.
You know, and he had that stare where like the twinkle in the eye. You know?
Oh my god.
And those, yeah.
Even Denzel, man. Even Denzel is like just a smooth criminal.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like the top five like dudes that get it in Hollywood without any consequences, like, you know, look, because they're not cheating on no girls.
They're just
they're fucking plowing away, you know.
Oh man,
and there's no controversies. You don't hear nothing bad about these guys, you know.
Yeah,
they probably have like, you know, Ray Donovan, you know the show Ray Donovan?
I don't.
Oh, so like pretty much a guy that takes care of, like, cleans up actors' problems and shit, you know?
Okay.
Like, he's got a dead hooker in his apartment. Clean it up for me or some shit, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he'll go kill somebody else to make it look like a fucking...
shit.
Yeah, that type of shit. So I'm pretty sure these guys kind of, like, they have, like, a guy on the side.
Yeah, to help clean up their problem.
Yeah, almost. Like, you know, girls come and he's fucking, hey, get the fuck out of here, right? Like, here's an NDA fucking agreement, non-disclosure type shit. You know? So, like, fucking, like, Leo's, like, top. I think Matt Damon, too.
Matt Damon. I was going to say Brad Pitt, but not because he was married to Angelina for, like, a couple...
Is he still married with her?
No, like, no.
I have no idea. I don't keep up with this shit.
Yeah, me neither. I don't really... But, like...
I just know she's adopting fucking African kids, like, left, right, and center.
They have a lot of kids together.
Her and Madonna. Fuck. It's like,
yeah.
Like, it's like, yo, like, what are you... It's like a competition, fuck.
Yeah, man, they have... I have more.
Yo, for real, you know?
Oh, shit. Man, like, I can't even think of handsome actors. I know there's a bunch. There's a bunch of handsome actors.
Yeah, I'm not, I see, I'm comfortable with my own sexuality where I can admit another guy's handsome. Like,
of course.
You know?
Dude, I see it all the time.
You'd be surprised how many fucking dudes are like, they won't say anything. They're like, yeah, well, you know, whatever. Like, I'm not paying attention. I'm
yeah, like, but inside they're like, fuck, he's hot.
You know, those are the ones you gotta watch out for.
Yeah, man, I think it's better to let it out. Like,
just
oh,
fucking, who cares?
Yeah, as soon as your eyes.
Like, see, you're not something. Fucking 15 no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no one cares. Like,
shit, man.
Like, no one gives a shit. Like, I'll say, like, oh, that guy's handsome. Like, with my friends, some of my friends, like, we hug, we kiss. Like, we don't kiss on the lips, we kiss on the cheek and shit. Like, Italian style, kiss on the cheek.
Oh, like the mafia non-shit.
Like, the mafia, like, we just whack somebody, and then we just finished it up by kissing each other on the cheek.
You know? The ring. Fucking kiss the ring.
So, like, you know, just...
My apologies.
You ever watch Goodfellas?
Fuck yeah, of course, bro. That's my favorite movie.
Yeah, wasn't it so sad when you got shot in the head, Al Pacino?
Nah, Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci, what the fuck? Yeah, Joe Pesci got shot. Fucking figgy telling over here. You think I'm funny? You think I'm funny to you?
That was probably like, oh my, like, that's a, like, top five movie of all time.
Classic. Yeah, man, that was awesome.
That and Lion King is like my top
three. I never watched Lion King, fun fact.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I know a lot of people hate me for it. I'm surprised I'm still alive.
You wanna watch it tonight, fuck?
Lion King.
Let's fucking, after this podcast, we're gonna fucking drink some Henny and watch fucking Simba. Oh, come back.
Fucking, like, drunk.
Come back and fucking, I don't wanna spoil it for you. I was about to spoil it.
Isn't there a new one coming out? Right?
Oh, like, with the full animation, like with the actual animals and shit.
Yeah, that's true, right?
I can't wait to see that.
Down,
yo,
that?
I'm gonna go by my, I'll go by myself.
I
like, my daughter would probably go, but like, I'll go by myself.
I got a question for you then. But movies by yourself.
I've never done it, but I wanna do it.
I've done it.
How is it?
It's not fun.
Why?
Because it's not that it's not fun. It's
because you're with somebody. It's not like you're fucking there talking to them. Like,
no, but
say that. No, but like, who cares?
Here's
like
the thing.
I mean, like, do you feel lonely? Do you people look at you like you're alone?
Here's my situation.
It's like one of those things, like going to a restaurant eating by yourself.
Exactly.
I've done that.
I've done that too.
I'm not
ashamed.
Neither. I enjoy that.
People look at me funny. I'm like, dude, fuck you. I'm having a great
time. Exactly. Me too.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm enjoying my next meal and shit. Yeah. I'm fucking treating myself.
Yeah. You gotta spoil yourself.
I do. Exactly. Like, you need to. It's good for your fucking mental health.
I went to the spa by myself too. I went to the spa, got myself a massage.
Oh, like, that's dope.
Yeah, my parents are like, who are you going with? I'm like, just me. They're like, why? Like, what's wrong with you?
I need to get my feet done a little bit, you know.
I never got my feet
because I got like I got those workman's feet. That's being all you tell us guys.
The calluses,
yeah, exactly. I need to get them sanded off, guys.
Calluses that weighs like a bunch.
Because when I take a shower and you come out, it's just all fucking dead skin.
It's just feet.
Oh my god, yo. Oh
yeah, man, my feet are horrible.
My fucking nails could cut cake. My
dude, I've cut girls' legs with my toenails.
Yeah, same.
They're like, yo, you just cut me open.
Yeah,
like, I'm
I've
like,
done that. Yeah, I've cut myself sometimes. Fucking scratch on my ankle here.
Dude, it comes in handy though sometimes. You want to get that back?
How do you get that nice itch on the back of the calf?
That calf scratch. Calf scratch.
Fuck yo, I'm able to move my fucking pinky toe independently from all the other feet. I don't know if you can you do that.
I can't do that. That's crazy.
I know, it's just random thing I could do. Like, I could just move it on my own.
But you're moving all of them.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen.
We are back.
Fuck. Oh, man.
Yeah, so you're talking about your pinky toe.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. Get off that shit. Okay. Fucking. That's just.
That's old news.
It's like, you know.
That's old news. Can you wiggle your ears? Are you a ear wiggler?
No. Who the fuck can do that? Oh, my God. Holy shit.
Yeah, man.
That is weird.
It is, yeah. Super. I just learned it.
Can you flirt? How do you just learn that?
Dude, I don't know. I think your God just, or whoever's up there, just like, I'm going to give him this ability, and then you just fucking drop it on.
Can you, like, move your nostrils? Like, flare your nostrils?
No. You can do that?
No, I
could wink. I could lift my eyebrow. I could lift one eyebrow. Yeah, the left one.
Like the Rock or whatever?
Yeah, the Rock, eh?
Yeah, that's the Rock.
For being huge. That actually looks, that hole in the wall looks like the Rock did it.
That was my foot.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was.
That's a big foot. You definitely need
I foot. Like, because I was so angry, and just one of those nights where I got really angry at something. Normally I kick the couch or punch the couch or something.
Yeah.
But then I just turned around and I just like...
Fuck this wall.
I thought I was going to hit a stud. Of course not. I completely missed it. Completely missed the stud. It's like, and then like, I had to stop myself from putting my foot through the other side. I was like, oh my god.
Really?
Yeah, bro. Like, I fucked up the light switch. I was like, oh, god, I gotta fucking, the wires is fucked up, so I gotta take out the light switch because I was Googling it.
Yeah.
Because the light switch is like wobbly, you know? It doesn't go up or down. Like, this kind of wobbles.
Okay.
So I got it in the back. Something's wrong with it. Like, it fucked up. So I gotta take it out. Go to fucking Rental Depot and fucking
fix it back up.
Yeah, I was googling how to do it and shit. I just been
that sounds like a day, bro.
Yeah,
that sounds like a day thing. Shit.
Yeah. And I recently, like, I know you're looking at this living room is bare as shit, but like all my like, TVs is in my room. Because I want to make this more like my entertainment type of room.
Yeah,
you know, like my guitar,
yeah.
My podcast, and shit, like a big open area. Without like interference and all that shit, because it was too stuffy. I want to make it more open.
Open, yeah.
More inviting, I think.
Definitely,
you know? And just for me to come here and just like fucking fuck around and play and shit. And,
it's like your zone. Your
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like my, because like when I was playing guitar, I had the TV on, but then I get distracted watching fucking Netflix, you know? So
yes.
I'm not really focusing. So at least here, I'm fucking, I got nothing but really distracting. So I come here for like 2 hours or whatever and just fucking jam away and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keeps you focused, yeah.
It is. It's so fucking fun. Like you need a hobby. You need something to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get your day... To fill your day
just
up, right?
Yeah, because like... Yeah, when I was at fucking work, you know, like I would always look forward to coming home and like playing guitar. Like I think of a riff in my head or I'd be so fucking
that's
inspired
crazy,
to learn a new song or some shit,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But like being since I've been off for a while though, it's kind of... Wasn't me feeling it the same because it's always here.
You need to miss it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly,
you need to miss
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I need to fucking.
That's with everything in life, though. Like I think if you overconsume it, like you
yeah.
start to.
Oh, yeah,
because like,
then you don't. It doesn't
lose its value.
It does a little bit, you know. Like I wrote a couple songs and shit, but then I never finished anything.
Same, bro.
I have
so many drafts.
It's fucking
crazy.
It's just crazy, and like I try to finish it, and then I'm just like. Then I go like, no, if I'm not feeling it, then I go to another fucking song and in my head.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I have all this unfinished fucking...
No! You should see my files in my computer. It's all drafts.
Yeah.
Of like started shit that never got finished. And like, I just go back. I'm like, yo, why didn't I finish this? This is amazing. Like, why couldn't I finish this?
Yeah.
And it's just, I have like literally 400 files just of unfinished shit.
Shit.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I feel you. Yeah, it's crazy.
It is fuck. Did you ever go to school for like making beats or anything?
I
or
did.
Just like kind of learned it off the computer?
I learned, dude, I was making music sounds like 16.
Like Fruity Loops.
No, dude, I never used Fruity Loops.
Oh, you never used Fruity Loops?
It looks
like
easy.
Everybody
though.
Used Fruity
yeah,
Loops.
It looks mad easy. Like, I wish I could be using because I don't have a PC. Because
it was so
Mac.
Easy, like, everybody had that. You just download it.
You just download it and you, like, click blocks and I think they just fill in.
Well,
the
like,
beats.
You can do it yourself, but you do it manually.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's where I kind of first started fucking with it. And then I went to school, I went to Trevis.
Yeah.
Anybody be a fucking one?
Fuck Trevis.
Fuck Trevis. Fuck.
I think it's fuck music school. All in one.
Yo, I could have learned all that shit on YouTube pretty
yeah.
much, you know, just like going to a friend's studio.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that was the biggest way, like, unless you want to get technical with like the specs, like what's inside a microphone and
mm-hmm.
how like sound works and all that shit.
Yeah.
Like sound waves and that. Yeah, okay, but like, bro, they didn't have a finished studio until like halfway through my fucking semester.
That's crazy.
And so they had to jam it all, like, so we're in there for like 6 hours, like, for like 3 days straight. Six hours, bro, with a guy just talking to us about...
Yeah, yeah,
not,
yeah.
We're not even doing shit yet.
You just talking,
he's explaining
yeah.
the fucking board, the motherboard, like, this is that, and then the bus here, and it's like so much fucking information all at once. It was crazy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so fuck...
Definitely Travis. A waste of time.
I mean, like, now school. It's probably better. They probably obviously improved the school.
Yeah.
But it's like, yo, it's like fucking, what, like $10,000, man? Fucking, that was the worst decision of
that's
my life.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that put me in debt, guy. Really.
That's
late.
Crazy.
21 years old, fuck. But then I had my daughter.
Yeah.
I was a fucking mess.
It was
like,
a pile.
It was
like,
yo,
piling
it was,
on top of each other.
Like, yeah, yeah. It was. It was definitely like I feel all the troubles in my life is. It helps me to teach my daughter what not to do.
Dude, yeah.
Like I think that's because like I make stupid decision after stupid decision after stupid decision.
Yeah, man.
And I'm still making stupid decisions. I'm just like fucking whatever happens. That is like.
Yeah, man.
My whole life motto is like, yeah, I'll figure it out, you know?
Yeah.
You know, pretty much. I have no fucking... I've never been a person that has a plan, you know? Okay, I'm going to do this and I'm fucking go get it, you know?
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I've it's never been my fucking thing.
You kind of just go with the flow almost, right?
Kind of, but I know it sucks. I don't want to... try not to go with the flow.
Yeah.
Like, I try to, like, stay focused. Like, now I'm trying to, like, okay, Tom, like, fucking... I need to get out this 9-to-5 shit. I was like,
yeah.
I need to find something... some happiness in my life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I know not everybody can have a job that you're going to be happy to go to, like, you know? But at the same time, like, that's, like, your job is, like, most of your life, pretty much.
Dude, it's, like, all of your life almost, yeah.
You know, like, 40 hours out the week, you know, kind of thing,
yeah,
minimum.
If not more.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right? So that's a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not happy doing that, so how do you think it's going to affect, like, the rest of your fucking days and
dude,
shit?
Dude, you're just going to end up miserable. Like,
I ended up, like, fuck. The fucking I crashed and burned, fuck. So, like,
for sure.
So yeah, you know. So like, I realized like I can't fucking do that. I need to find happiness. I need to, like, wake up and be fucking just want to go fucking enjoy my fucking life, yo.
Yeah, I guess excited. Like, here's the thing. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with having a job you don't like, as long as you have like something on the side that you're working on to like, so, well,
yeah,
to
yeah,
help
yeah.
you like
yeah,
build
yeah.
up.
I know,
right?
Yeah, you can
like
have
a
that
side hustle.
Too. Like something that fuck, what am I looking, like, not a hobby, but like, what's the fucking thing I'm looking for?
Like ambition, like a passion,
something like that, yeah, or something you're working towards other than
yeah,
that.
Exactly. Like, you go to work, bro, and while you're at work, you're thinking about, okay, like, when I get home, I'm gonna do this. So like, eventually, like, if this works,
yeah.
I can fucking be not at this job.
Exactly.
You know, just fuck this job, because when I'm at work, bro, I'm not thinking like, oh yeah, I'm at work. I'm thinking about like making music. Like, I'm thinking about like things I can do that like
yeah,
I don't have
yeah.
to be there anymore.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm thinking about the day that I'm not
yeah,
there,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
like I'm like this
yeah,
something
yeah.
big, you know?
Because if you're at work and you're thinking about just blowing your brains out,
yeah, you need something.
You know,
like,
if you're
really,
you need to change jobs, but like sometimes it's not as easy as people make it seem. You know, just to fucking quit and go somewhere else.
It's not, bro. You have
it's
bills.
Not.
Like, there's
yeah.
bills. There's shit you gotta.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Shit you gotta pay. Like, and people look at you differently when you're like. Like, I've been job hopping a lot. Like, people look at you differently when you're like not on a steady, like, I guess job.
Especially when
you're
going to different jobs and into like resumes,
yeah,
like, that doesn't look
like,
good, you know?
Yeah, they're like, what the fuck happened?
Like, what are you doing? Why are you always quitting or something,
yeah.
you know?
I guess, I think it's good to keep, like, if you're quitting jobs, I mean, you don't like them and you're just looking for something better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like,
you know?
they may want something that's going to stay
consistent.
There.
Yeah, they still want something,
like, you know,
stay,
they
yeah.
see like fucking every 2-3 months, 4 months, like, you know, like, they're going to take the guy that, you know, has been more consistent or something.
Yeah, for sure, of course.
Yeah. And it's like, for me, like, I've been at this place for like 12 years. So my resume is just like, you know?
Wait, where?
UBS.
12 years?
12 years, bro. It's going
to
be 13 in October.
That's like legendary status.
Oh, it's fucking insane.
That's
but
sick.
That's why, like, Travis at that time, I needed money, fuck. So, like school was kind of like put on the back when I had my daughter.
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah, I was doing school and working on the weekends. And I was just fucking getting burnt out. And I ended up dropping out, fuck. And then I had to go to UPS full time to fucking buy diapers and shit, you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. So I never thought I'd be there this fucking long.
Dude, it's long, bro.
I never thought I'd be just, like, never. And now I'm, like, 34 years old, going to
yeah,
be 35, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy how time flies, bro. Like, the first year you're there, you're like, oh, this is going to be just, like, a little thing.
You know?
And it just
becomes, and it's
a,
like, I don't see myself moving up in that fucking place.
No.
I don't see myself, you know? I'm not a corporate guy. I went to management just like get a better pay, you know.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not like, you know, I'm not a company man, you know.
Yeah, man, I feel you, bro. Like, everyone's different.
I hate being micromanaged and stuff.
Yeah.
I just want to be my own guy, you know.
For sure.
Hey, Lizzie.
Yeah.
What are you? You having cereal?
No, goldfish.
Okay. All right. Yo, cereal fucking late in the day is fucking good though.
Dude, I have cereal late at night.
I got some Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Those are fire, bro. Those are fire.
Yeah, because the milk after and shit.
Mm, you boom. Drink the milk, it tastes
yeah.
like this. Yeah,
yeah. Also have these straws, right? Where the different flavors in the straw.
What?
So it's good for the milk, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So when you're like, you're sucking through the straw, you get like strawberry, you could get chocolate, there's like vanilla. It's,
that's fucking awesome.
It's fucking dope, yo.
That's cool.
It is cool. It's fucking, it's like some new technology.
Yeah, that's new shit.
It is. And it like dissolves in a thing, and like, it's, my daughter loves it, fuck. Like, I'm not a milk drinker because like, I don't like fucking drinking milk from cows. Like, I feel like we're evolved past that.
Yeah, a little bit, but it tastes so good. Like, I drink milk from the carton.
I can't do that. Like, milk by itself for me, fuck
yeah,
that. It needs to be with something.
Really?
Yeah, I can't just drink milk.
Oh,
like,
man.
Like, chocolate milk is my
dude. Yeah,
but then like, I'm contradicting myself because I'm so addicted to it.
Chocolate milk?
Oh, fuck.
The chocolate milk is so
like
good.
The Rolo?
Yeah. Rolo? What are you talking about, Rolo?
You never had a Rolo chocolate?
No, I just had like the regular Quebec chocolate
bro,
milk,
like,
whatever
what
they have.
Come on, man. What are you thinking about?
Italian came out of you, man.
Yo, but it's like, yo, go to a fucking corner store. They have different ones, like Hershey, you got the O. Henry.
Okay, yeah, I've seen those. I think I've had the cookies and cream or something.
Oh, Hershey's cookies and cream?
Yeah, I think I've had that once. And then,
Yeah,
that's a lot of batch stuff.
It is. Trust me. But like,
some
things I'm just like walking, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah, sometimes
I'll spend the $4 on this fucking thing that's gonna fucking.
$4?
That's
wow.
gonna shorten my life by 5 minutes.
You think about it, yeah, eh?
You know? But like, I don't think about that shit. I try to stay away from milk and shit. Even though like, I eat cheese like a motherfucker.
Dude, it's
the same thing, you know, it's coming from fucking a cow. No, because you ever see those dairy farmers, bro?
No.
The way they treat them and shit, it's fucking disgusting.
The cows?
Bro.
Why?
Yeah.
What do they do to these cows?
You don't, like, the They're stuck in this fucking thing, and, yeah. they pump them until they die. Like they're not, and
they squeeze their,
and they just keep giving birth, right? So they get milk.
Yeah.
So the baby cow comes out, and they kill it for veal. So like that's so that cow was like these fucking dairy farms, you know? They're just stuck in this fucking thing. They don't move, and they just like fucking pumping milk, you know? And you get all these like, and you see sometimes you see like the pus that comes in because they're just getting sick and shit. It's disgusting, you know? And like. And the cow gives birth, like they get a bull, they pump it full of fucking bull semen. You know, no.
They inseminate though.
They artificially inseminate them and just keep them there until they fucking run out. And when it dies, and it becomes fucking minced meat. You know?
Yeah.
And that's the sight. That's the life of these fucking cows. These dairy fucking cows, bro. And it's like it's sick. That's the thing we were talking about earlier. But all the meat, like when you go to stores, like you don't look at meat. As an animal body part.
No, you just look at it as like supper.
You just look at it, that goes in my belly, it fucking tastes good.
Yeah,
like
it tastes good, yeah.
Put some olive oil, some oregano.
Yeah, you think of like recipes.
You know, you think I'll put some oregano on that?
Oregano?
Get my Chef Ramsay on for oh, fuck.
Yeah, man, you just think of like how, I wanted this to that. That's gonna be good. Like, it's a little sick.
It's a little
fucking sick.
It is, guys. Like, imagine like someone taking a piece of your liver and frying it up.
Yeah, someone taking your arm, be like, I'm gonna make a fucking crazy sandwich.
You know, we're no different than the animals that eat other animals. You know, the only thing is like we're just using knife and fork.
Yeah.
You know,
real shit. But we're just smarter. I think that's why.
Well, obviously, like we're more advanced. But like, I always thought it'd be so cool if we were like in the food chain.
That would be scary. There's
like,
actually
like imagine going to work and you got a fucking cheetah. Like,
yeah. What happened to Bill? Oh, he's like in the grocery store now. What?
You know. Yeah, for real, imagine like humans are hunting other like humans, like you got like the fucking upper class are hunting the lower class and shit.
Yeah, I would die right away. I'd be dead. I have no fucking...
You're part of the lower class, you think?
I'd be part
of... But like, imagine like you start like, you know, just hunting like the poverty level, with the barely, you know, they start weeding them out and shit.
Yeah, cut out the excess. Yeah,
you know, like imagine the government says like they give them some program and it could elevate them to somewhere else, but it becomes like Hunger Games type shit.
Oh,
and they fucking all of a sudden they think they're like, you know, moving to like a different fucking like another housing project. Or
yeah.
You know, they just like shove them in this fucking field, and they're like, only one of you will make it out of this.
No, bro, I'm so happy that I'm alive.
That's the future, guy.
I hope not.
I'm pretty sure right now, like Hostel, you know Hostel, right? Where you have like people hunting other people.
I don't
know
that.
You ever seen the movie Hostel?
No.
Or where it was like these rich guys, they bid on people who to kill and shit.
Oh shit.
And sometimes they can hunt them if they want or whatever.
They probably have that now though. That's
of course. Like, well, it's more of like fucking child or trafficking, human trafficking.
Yeah. Like you have like fucking people that assassinate other people, like, you know.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah, when you hear like murders and shit, like sometimes like that's probably like some guy assassinating this person.
Like hitman. Like there's hitmen, like. To be a hitman, first of all, you have to have like zero guilt. Like,
oh, you know, you're a psychopath.
Yeah, I don't know if you're a psychopath. I just think you're like.
No.
You know how to like completely differentiate.
No, you compartmentalize.
Yeah.
Different parts of your life, you know.
Yeah. You're like, this is work. This is like.
Yeah, like I've experienced that too, but not to that extent, you know.
Yeah.
But for like, I deal with like relationships. I've done that a lot. Where like I was able to, when I was younger, like be in a relationship. And then go fuck around and then come home and like nothing happened. Like,
see?
I had no guilt. You know, and shit. You
yeah.
know? And like, I look back and I'm like, fuck, I was like a sociopath almost in a sense.
It's a little like, a little crazy if you think about it. Like, it's like, because I've done that too, but like, I wouldn't do it now, but like, it's fucking.
No, yeah, I see, I wouldn't do it now. Like, you obviously change as a person.
You change, you learn from it.
You know, you become more, you have more empathy and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, imagine like some girl doing that to you, you know,
go break my heart.
Some guy and come here kissing you.
Yeah.
You
know? It would suck.
Oh, like, bro. there's a lot of girls that do that, guys.
Of course.
And it's like, just imagine, bro. Like, I mean, it's no worse than fucking me fucking eating some girl's ass and coming home and,
of course,
and kissing my girl on the lips, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
that's actually gross, but yeah. Super, I'll be brushing your
oh,
teeth.
Oh, fuck. I've been eating booty since it was fucking popular.
I haven't eaten
booty before people knew what eating booty was, guy.
Oh, man. I've never eaten a booty.
Oh, yeah. I was doing that since, like, 2002.
You've been eating. You're like a legendary booty eater.
I was eating booty before it was cool. You know, like
yeah. Now, you were doing it when it was like lame. You were like, fuck it.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, yo, you wait, guy. And now everybody's like, got no shame, guy. Like, yeah, actually. You know,
I think people say now when they.
I think they say just to say it.
They don't even eat ass. They just
like,
say
yo,
it.
Okay, you're fucking yo. You're faking the funk.
You have no idea how to eat.
Faking the funk.
I'm so happy every girl I've been with has an ass and eat the butt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't want to put my tongue there. I think it's like a
acquired
taste.
No, but it's like you're a soldier if you just randomly do it.
Yeah.
like, I've done it, like, when I was in, like, a serious relationship, because I know it's her.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, but you just don't fucking one night stand, eat ass. Like, I've never done that.
Yeah, that's probably, like, a dirty
plan. No, that's a no-no, but, like, but, if you tell her, like, yo, fucking, if you're planning, like, you know, during the night, you guys are drinking, and you're going to fuck or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're like, yo, I'm fucking sitting in my face. And then she'll go take a shower or some shit, clean that booty, you know what I'm saying? Then
it's you write her like an email, like, hey babe, tonight.
I've done that before.
Hey, eat your ass.
I fucking text girls, I'm like, yo, fucking, yo, come here, let me fuck. Let me get some nummy nums, guy. Tommy's fucking.
Tommy's hungry.
Yo, yeah. I got no shame in my game, fuck, I don't care.
Yeah, man, you shouldn't. Like, I think that's what, like, that's beautiful.
No, I like, when it comes to sex, I like experiencing fucking different
new shit.
I like fucking having fun and exploring things, you know? I'm not those. This lame fucking missionary dog style fucking riding three.
Yeah, that's the main three, right?
No, fuck, I want your one leg up here, I want your against the wall.
You ever do the dip? You've done the dip. Everyone has
what's
done
the dip. Like, I don't know what the name is.
Like both legs down, you just like dip in. Like
you've done. Put her legs behind her head type thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And you just dip in. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm like doing it like people see it. Yeah.
I have some girls that weren't as flexible because they're like, ah, shit.
My girlfriend, I did it the first time. She's like, what? Ouch.
Yeah. I had that before too.
And then it threw me off my game. So I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm hurting her. And then you just stop.
I know, because you just want to feel like in control.
Yeah, exactly. And as soon as they get hurt, you're like, fuck, now I'm not going
to. Girls love that fucking
dominance.
That dominance, but like. Feeling safe with you,
yeah.
But feeling scared at the same time.
Of course, yeah. Because there's no. They don't want to be tense while they're having.
No. But they want you. They want to be fucking like you know, thrown around and fucking choked a little bit.
Of course.
Scared, but like knowing that you're not going to hurt them.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Like,
but that look in their eyes, like,
kill me.
Like, kill me, but fucking kill me, let me live.
Yeah, I have an appointment tomorrow. Like.
Yeah.
You ever choke a girl too hard and you're like, you know you're choking her too hard? And
No, I don't go that far.
Okay, I went pretty far once. But like, she was into it.
You
was
like, to bury your body for?
Yeah, no, but she was digging it. Just like, I was like going to a point, she was like, couldn't breathe. I'm like, whoa. This is crazy.
Yeah,
scary, I should probably slow down.
Yeah.
She was like, give me more. I'm like, no, bro, you're gonna die. Like, you're actually gonna die.
Yeah, I've done some dirty shit. Like, I've spit on a girl.
And she wanted it.
It's not like I just randomly did it. She like she'll fucking spit on me. And shit.
Yeah.
So I fucking spit.
I want my girl to like hit me in the fucking face. Punch me in the fucking face.
Oh, yeah. You like that shit?
Yeah. Like, as I'm fucking, like she's like decks me in the fucking.
What the fuck? You like that violence shit? Huh?
I want her to hit me.
Why?
I don't know why. I don't know.
Gets
maybe
you going?
Maybe it stems from like childhood. Like I just want. I got hit a lot.
Did you fucking experience any like abuse as a kid or something?
I got hit, but like I think every Italian boy gets hit. You get like a little ear pull. You get a fucking belt. You get a plate. You get a plate.
Yeah. No, I got fucking like diamond rings. Like
that's the difference.
Flip it around.
That's like, expensive.
My mom
expensive
would fucking take a ring and it's like fucking. My dad would have to like hold me down though, because I was one of those kids where like if you're not fucking.
Oh really?
Yeah, he had to like sit on me and hold me down, and then my mother would hold the other side of me.
Damn, bro.
And go to town, you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I was beat as a kid. Fuck, but like most of our generation were fucking hit as kids.
I think so. Yeah, like if you ask.
But I also wasn't the greatest kid either, you know?
Yeah, I was
a fucking little dickhead, you know?
Yeah.
I did stupid shit, like, even younger, I'd just come home in a cop car or some shit, fuck.
In a cop car?
Yeah, when I was 13 years old, I came home in a cop car.
That's dope, bro.
For like, breaking and entering.
That's...
I mean, just moved to that neighborhood, too, when we were in Shattuck, you know?
That's sick,
I remember with my friend, you know, at the time in high school, and we fucking, but like, it wasn't like, we broke a window, it was a school, right? And they were under construction, but it was like, almost done.
Yeah.
So we just want to walk around the show.
Yeah.
And then somebody in the neighborhood watched. I guess somebody saw us in there, you know, because like cops came out of fucking nowhere. Like, how do they know we're here?
Yeah, for sure.
Like
yeah.
Randomly, you know. And then some, we see these cops coming. Like, hey, no, no. So we started running. I remember like I have yesterday. So he starts running. He hops out the window. I flip out the window. My boy gets stuck, and the guy cops grabs him. I could have ran away, but I was like, man, my boy got caught.
Yeah,
like if he gets
cold,
I'm going.
We both
down.
Get caught. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm not gonna be there. You know?
Yeah.
So then fucking. Jokes, I'm gonna cop. My mom was like, and we were going to my grandparents there the other day for fucking Sunday dinner. I know, so I got fucking beat right before there, and she's like, fuck, you better fucking signal to the nanny when you get there. Because every time you go to nanny shows, it's like a nice thing for me, you know?
Yeah.
You better fucking, you know, one of those things, you know? Oh, God, yeah, I was a fucking little dickhead.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, I was rebellious when I was younger. Because I felt so controlled.
Of course.
So when parents always restrict you, You're like
breakthrough,
you know?
Yeah.
And it's so weird, like, you know, kids, like, when we were younger, remember, like, you could just go out on the street and play for hours, and it's, like, fucking just tell your mom, okay, I'll be back for dinner.
Yeah.
And then fucking just peace whatever's out. Gone, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I would never let my daughter fucking go randomly out the street.
Dude.
You fucking insane?
Dude.
Like, but, no way. But it's not like people weren't taking kids back then either. Like, it's the same, just like, we're just more aware of it now because of technology. It's all like all over the place.
Yeah.
And it's easier now to get kids, I guess.
Of course.
With the social media, you know?
Yeah.
But still, like, I remember, like, some of those dangerous situations I'm going, you know? Like,
yeah.
I go with my bike and the boys just fucking go some abandoned train yard or some shit like that.
Yeah,
just, like, stupidness, you know?
I don't trust people. Like, I don't trust people.
I have
enough.
So much trust issues now. Like, when my daughter takes this bus to come home from school, I'm fucking worried, you know?
For sure.
And today she told me I'm going to be late. I'm like, fuck. Like, why? It's like, the bus is running late. I'm like, where are you? You know?
I want to
keep tabs on her, you
know? Of course, yeah. It's only normal, though, like...
Yeah,
my brother and sister like go out. Like my sister had a, like a house party. She's 16, you know. And I'm like, 16? What the fuck? You're going to a house party, like a loft party in Old Port? I like, that's not my kid.
And there's probably alcohol there too, right?
Yeah, like I don't know what there is. I'm like, you know, I think the worst. I'm like, but how are my parents not thinking this?
Yeah,
you know,
like no. For me, it's like if my daughter's going to drink, she's going to like drink with me. So like,
yeah,
just in a controlled.
You know what it's like.
So she can gauge her limit. And I'll fucking end up puking her brains out because that's what's going to happen. And
of course.
Because it's going to happen. She's one day going to get really drunk and puke. Everybody fucking... It happens to everybody.
Yeah, man.
It's life for life. It's the life experience. But like, I'm just afraid of that day, you know?
Yeah. If it happens...
I'm afraid of that. I'm afraid of that moment, man.
You want to be with the right people, right? You don't want to... Like,
exactly, yeah.
That person to be around bad environment, you know? Because
that's
how shit goes south. Yeah. The other guy's like just tugging at me. But even with like, if I have a kid, like it's going to be like, I'm going to want to drink with them first. Like if they want to smoke, whatever the fucking case may be. Just so before like they go out there and do it with people I don't even know, you know?
Yeah,
and they don't even know too.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, being a kid is...
It's fun.
Taking me back, yo.
No. Being a kid was like fun, man. Like, we'd all take advantage of it, you know?
You ever, run away?
Run away, you do once and I scared my parents to death, bro. Like for...
How long were you gone for?
One night.
Yeah.
It was a one night thing. I packed like my little suitcase. I'm like, fuck this place.
Yeah. I remember I was like 14 or 15 and got an argument over school or some shit like that. And like my dad like threw a book in my face.
Shit.
Yeah. So I was like, fuck this, I'm leaving. And I, like he would I would get so mad if like, you know when you're so angry, like you wish you had different parents and some shit like that, right?
Oh yeah.
Like I'd be like, yo, I don't wanna live here no more, this and that. And they're like, oh yeah. So you take out the fucking phone book and like, here's the number for child services, call them now. You know, type of shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like of course, well, I don't wanna, like, I don't know, fuck. So like, fuck, cause I took my fucking CD player, took some shit.
Yeah.
I took my skates because it was winter. I was like, I'm fucking gone.
Took your skates?
Yeah,
that's dedication. I'm planning for like
winter. Yeah, no, for real. I was planning.
Yeah,
fucking,
I want to skate.
I'd rather sleep in a snowbank than fucking live here.
Yeah, man.
So
in the heat of, yeah.
So I call my friend and we like chilled the whole day. We fucking and that's when you start getting dumb shit, you know. I started like robbing corner stores and all that shit.
Yeah.
Fucking just pranking houses and shit, throwing fucking. Because like the whole day I felt like I'm free. Like fuck my parents. I'm doing whatever. Fuck
you, do whatever you want, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, so you just start doing random shit. You start fucking egging houses and all that stupid.
Oh yeah, egging houses was fun though.
Yeah. Like I'd ring the doorbell and then I fucking start whipping them.
Oh, you would whip it at him.
No, but like I ring to get their attention. So
yeah.
So they know the house is being egged.
Oh.
And then I was a fast runner, you know, so dirty. I could fucking just jet, you know, and we hop fences and shit like that. We made like a game out of it, you know. No, for real. And then we go hit with these girls that live down the street and fucking. And then his brother had a house party, and we go there. And my parents started freaking out, started calling all my friends and all that shit. And he's like, "I'm coming, fucking get you now." It's like fucking shit.
You ever watch Mid-90s? The movie Mid-90s.
Oh, with
the Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill. No, I didn't see it.
Dude, that's all that you're saying right now is everything in the movie. Like it's literally about the kids like going out and like fucking doing whatever they want.
Yeah. You ever seen Kids? Actual movie Kids?
No.
Yo, fuck.
That's good.
Yo, it's so fucked up. Because like, but it's such a, like, I'm so late on it. It came out like in the early 90s.
Oh.
So it's like got really young Rosario Dawson when she's like fucking like 19 or something.
Okay.
And it's about kids, like what we're talking about. And and there's no like, it's just like a moment in time in New York City.
Yeah.
And it takes over a span of a day. That's it, you know? And the backstory of this is the people that played these kids, some of them are actually homeless.
Oh shit, they got real people.
Yeah, and they had to bail one of them out of jail a couple of times. They go to continue the filming, like somebody,
that's real.
It was real, and it's like this kid had HIV and he didn't know it, and he was going around fucking all these girls and shit.
What?
Yeah, bro. And you think at the one point, because one of the girls finds out because she's HIV positive,
yeah,
and he's going around like, I got, and he's like 16 or no, he's like 18, and he wants to fuck his friend's sister who's like 13 years old or some shit, you know?
Oh,
shit. And, like, and they're like, oh shit, like he's, and she's following, getting the game, and the girl's tracking him around through New York City trying to get him, let him know that, like, yo, yeah, you're fucking got AIDS, you know?
Yeah.
And then it was too late by the time she got there, he's fucking a girl, and like, holy shit. And then there's one point where the movie just fucking ends, and it's just like, what the fuck did I just watch?
Yeah, your head's fucked. Yeah,
it was. It's such a good movie, but it's a fucked up movie, because just thinking about, like, I thought something about my daughter.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, I would never want her, like, around these, like, people, because there are people, like, smoking weed and shit like this, fucking doing whatever. And it's like, I was that at one point. I was doing that shit.
For sure.
And you don't realize, like, what situation you put yourself in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was around fucking drug dealers and gangbangers when I was younger. And you just, like, you just did it, you know? You just didn't... Because if you didn't want to do it, then you look like a bitch or some shit.
Yeah.
So you just kind of went with the
you
flow.
You rolled with the flow. Yeah, with the your flow, friends were doing. Know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you put yourself in such... And I was like... I just hope my daughter knows better. Like, I think she knows better. Like, you just try to guide her.
Yeah, man. You just put him on the right path, man. Like,
yeah.
You don't try to control him too much, too.
I don't. Like, yeah. I let her roam free, because I feel like if you try to control her, she's going to want to...
Do it or shit, yeah.
Exactly, you know? So, like, I'm open with her a lot, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. I try to do what I can. Fuck, man. I don't consider myself a good parent. Like, I'm not trying to say I'm a bad parent, but I don't, like... People say, like, Tom, you're doing a good job, whatever. But, like, for me, like, again, it's down to the self. Like, I'm really hard on myself, you know? So, like, I'm just, like, I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. Yeah. What a man is supposed to do.
Yeah,
it's
for sure.
Be there for his kid, you know?
Of course.
Like, it's... I'm trying to do, like, you know, what my dad never did. Because I never met my father. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I never met him. Fuck, a little... I don't want to badmouth him, but, like...
Yeah, man, it is what it is, man. Like,
but I found him, though. But he ended up fucking ghosting me.
Really?
Yeah.
Fucker.
He lives in Ottawa, too. And he's a cook.
He's a fucking cook?
Executive chef, bro. He made... He wrote, like, a couple cookbooks.
That's pretty... What?
Yeah, like, I scrolled through his Facebook thing, you know? And I see this guy on a boat one time, you know? I was like, is that your... I don't know if it's his or...
Yeah.
I was like, this guy... Like, I don't want money from this guy at all.
Yeah, you just
want
to...
I just want to fucking talk to him.
Yeah,
I don't want no charity. I was like, I didn't even... And, like, he was happy to fucking... When I got in contact, he was happy as shit, you know?
Yeah.
And he was surprised. And I found out, like, my real middle name, because my middle name's Leslie.
Damn.
I think that's my aunt, you know?
Yeah.
But my original middle name, like, because he told me, because it's Cynric, named after his father or grandfather.
That's dope.
Yeah, it's like, God, that's dope.
Fuck, I want that one.
I want it. It was Cynric. It sounded weird a little bit, but like Cynric North, you know? Like,
Cynric North is fucking...
It's an original name.
Bro.
It's an original
very
name. I never heard of Cynric before.
Any job interview, you'd get the job right away.
Cynric.
What's your name? Cynric.
I don't know how you spell that. Like C...
S-Y. There's that Y in there.
C-Y...
N-E...
R-I-K or C... Cynric.
S-Y-N-R-I-C-K maybe? Cynric.
I think it's a C.
There's a C?
I think it's a C.
Yeah, C-Y-N.
Yes. C-C-Y-N... I are still. Yeah, you can see how good we are at English class.
C-C-S-S. I'm stupid.
Oh my God, yo. Yeah. But yeah, I found out that was fucking... When it blew my mind, I was like, yo. I was like, I want to get that legally changed.
You should.
I should. Yeah, I should, huh?
It's a dope name.
But like, I don't want to... I probably do without... Because if I told them that I changed it, they might get offended.
You
my,
think?
Yeah, my aunt, like, she... That's the aunt that's here. That came down today.
Oh,
from
okay.
The States, you know, from Florida, you know? Like, so she's one that helps out a lot and shit, you know? And, like she, like, fucking... I don't want to feel like I'll be disrespecting her.
Yeah, she would take it bad. I think anybody would be like, hey, what the fuck?
But, like, it's a middle name. No one really used it, but, like...
There's behind the meaning behind the
but,
name.
Like, think, right? what if I changed my name, like, you know, to Cynric or something?
Yeah.
I just used it.
I feel like it's a crazy process, though.
And it's expensive. I don't know how much, but it's probably a few a few hundred bucks.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because then it's got to go change all the documents, all the...
Everything,
you know?
Yeah, you're like a new person almost,
yeah. Yeah, I don't know, that was cool. So there's my little life. Just ramble on a bow fucking... With my life here, fuck.
That's sick, man. He's an executive chef. Did you go, like, meet him? You never met him?
No, yet? never met him. Damn, it's on Facebook. It's on Facebook and shit. And, like, he's... Whatever. Next fucking topic.
Yeah.
It's gonna start getting dark and depressing.
Lights get more fucking...
Yo, this is Tom's truth. This is Tom's truth. This is what y'all... Well,
this is what y'all wanted?
This is what
y'all wanted? Like, you started screaming at people?
Get old DMX on them and shit.
Yeah. Fuck y'all. Oh, shit.
Cheers again, fuck.
Yeah, man. Cheers, bro. This Hennessy fucking got me already.
Oh,
had like a granola bar today and some shit and fucking...
You want something? I got snacks here if you want some shit.
No, it's okay. I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna fucking get a nice meal when I get home, bro. I'm gonna fucking cook myself. I love cooking.
So yeah, yeah, same here, same here.
You know, like, I think you too, like, when you get into the cooking mode and you chop some onions, you get that garlic going.
Yeah, like, get that aroma, yeah,
this is gonna be good.
Yeah, it is, fuck.
And you throw your meat in there? Nah, fuck it with you. No meat. No, keep the meat away.
Nah, fuck yeah. Like, I don't know what I'm gonna cook today. I have so much food, it's like, I don't know what the fuck to do.
Dude, just do
it. It's almost like I feel like ordering out because it's so. But it's yeah. like Tom, save your fucking money.
Yeah, man. My fridge is fucking empty.
Girl, yeah.
What the fuck am I gonna make?
Fuck yo. Fuck. What was I gonna say? Oh, you still with your girl?
Yeah, I'm still. I'm like, I don't know which. I'm with a different girl now, though.
Oh, cause I remember. Is she a blonde hair chick or something like that? I remember seeing like a picture with you and Whitaker
I don't know, man.
How many girls has it been? Yeah, how many Tinder fucks are you going through?
Dude, I've never used Tinder.
Never?
Never in my life. And the only reason I don't use it is because I'm scared other people are gonna see me on it and be like, why is
it? Oh, like what do you mean other
people? Like other people, women? Like people I know. Like people other yeah, women I know, guys why? I'd be like, what?
Guys ain't gonna see you on Tinder, I hope.
What?
I hope guys don't
no,
see
I mean, you. No, I don't know how it works. Like I just don't wanna be, I don't know
sex.
I
feel
like
optional.
whatever.
Miscellaneous fuck.
Whatever comes my way. No, I feel like I don't wanna be seen on Tinder. I feel like Tinder is like some weird thing. But I know a lot of people that use it.
Oh, so many people are fucking
so high. Many of my friends use it and I'm like they're like it's normal.
Yeah, I stopped it like a few months ago. I was like, fuck this shit.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just the swiping.
It is though. And it's like, because there's so many options.
Yeah.
And there's so many, and like, you know, you talk to one, then another one, and you talk to another one, it's like, fuck.
I don't know, man. It just doesn't feel real. It feels like so like, not fake, but like,
oh, because like, well, because like, well, because like for me, like I'm past that, like just anonymous sex and all that crap.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Like, I've been done with that for a few years now, so I've been looking for more something more
real, yeah.
Stable, more real, you know? Yeah. So, like, yeah, I stopped using... I had Tinder on, I just wasn't using it all that much, and I get a match, I'm like, okay, let me see who this is.
Let's see what happens, yeah. You're always curious, right?
Yeah, of course you do. You look at it, awesome. Oof, oof,
oof,
oof. But when you fucking woof, when you get that little fucking, you know?
Yeah, yeah. When you do, like, the head back, woof!
Like, oh, and those fucking F's just start flying
out.
Yeah,
you start hitting your boys out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, hey, you're shooting your shot. Like, I do the same thing. I see some girl that's way out of the league. I'm like, fuck, who?
Man. Yeah, let's go for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fuck, who, okay. You know?
What could you lose?
Yeah, exactly. She may hit yes by accident and it's like, and I'm in.
You say the right thing, man. You say like hi with two Y's. So, like, oh, shit.
Yeah. This guy really likes
he's me. A double Y.
He's a double Y. Or like how many Y's he put after hey or whatever.
Dude, yeah. If you put, the more you put, the more excited you are to talk to that person.
Yeah, pretty
you put
much.
One, you don't want to talk to them.
Yeah. But like, I'll put like an exaggerated amount just to be stupid with
hey.
It.
Hey. Like different page. Hey. This guy really likes me. I don't know. He really likes me.
Nah. I got a speech impediment. This guy. I type how I talk.
Hey. Hey. Like a jewel watermarks on the page.
You know? Oh, good. Talking to you know, like those special handicapped people.
Dude, I feel like talking to coworkers is so much different than talking to like your friends and shit. Obviously, it's different, but like...
It's a different environment.
It's a completely different environment. Like this new job that I'm at, like... Everyone's so polite and like formal, and it's almost fucking like fake and like.
Oh okay, yeah.
Weird.
Like, I know what you mean.
It's very weird. Mean. Like everyone's very like smiley, like hi. Like everyone's like say hi a lot. It's like fuck, shut up.
Stop. You know, every time you pass by them, like you nod your head.
Or and you run out of things to do.
It is like, and it's like pointless conversation. Like so, I used to fucking hate it.
So pointless. Like someone asked me today, like, what do you do with your weekend? Like, you don't care. Like, maybe they do care.
Yeah, like, I know you're being polite. I know you're being polite, but
yeah,
I mean, that everybody says, no, let's take it easy. Even though you could have a wild fucking weekend.
Yeah, man.
Like,
I did that.
Because
I said
like,
that,
why am I gonna go into detail? Like,
exactly.
You give a shit. I wouldn't give a shit about your weekend, really.
Exactly. Like, it depends who I'm talking to. If like, if I like you genuinely, then maybe I'll care. But like. Yeah.
But
I don't know you. Like, we haven't said anything.
I have this weird thing, right, where like I won't acknowledge somebody unless they acknowledge me first.
Yeah, I feel you.
Like I like. It's so weird, like, especially if I see somebody in public too, I'm like, I know that guy, but like, I'm gonna pretend like I didn't see him, so I'm gonna look away.
Oh, you're that fucker. You're that motherfucker. That confuses the person that knows you. They're like, wait, I know him, but he's not looking at me.
Exactly.
And you do that peripheral thing you're
exactly
like,
or I'm trying to see like, okay, does he notice me? Because if he sees me, then I'm like, all right,
then you're fucked.
No, I don't, like I said, I hate running into people in public and shit.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Unless I'm really close with you, whatever. Yeah. But like, yeah, I don't. I guess it's maybe it's like a, it's like, you know, just a fucking narcissistic thing. Where like,
yeah,
like,
maybe.
Where like, you fucking look at you.
You look at me, motherfucker. You,
I'm not in my presence, and then I'll fucking grace you
with my presence.
With my kind words. You know?
I had someone do that to me.
You will bow to me.
You will bow to me, motherfucker. Someone did it to me, and I called him out. We were in Timorans together, and I worked with this guy. And he was in the line, and I know he saw me because he did the peripheral thing, and he looked at me, but he didn't acknowledge me. I'm like, hey!
Oh, fuck.
Hey, motherfucker!
Oh, shit, okay,
he's like,
okay.
And he acts surprised.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, shut the fuck up, bro.
I know. But for me, it's more like, if I see them, I was like, okay, I gotta get out of here as quick as possible.
Dude, I've been there, though. Like, there's some days where...
At grocery stores, I'd be like this, and I see him like, let's go the fuck out.
You just don't feel like talking.
And for me, it's... Like, there was a month ago, I seen this girl at the grocery store, you know, she was with her mother or whatever, and doing groceries. I was like, I haven't seen her in like years, you know?
Yeah.
But we went on those things where it was like, it's gonna be a catch up type moment. And it's like, I don't feel like catching up right now. So then I just totally, she didn't see me, thank God. So I walked around, and then I was looking at where they're going, and I'm like, I'm the complete opposite.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a workout, yeah.
Oh, it is.
It's exhausting.
Because now you just fucked up my whole rotation
of
my groceries. We're like, I go to the meats,
yeah,
and then I go to the veggies, and then I go to the deli, and then I go to the aisles.
You're like fucking hiding behind mangoes, like, fuck.
Like everybody has a routine when they go. Yeah. Like nobody, like, you know, everybody has a fucking thing where they go first, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like everybody, I think mostly goes to the meat first because to see the specials, see what they got.
Yeah.
You know, because like you know, because there's always different prices there or some whatever type of shit. The deli, because we have one at my thing, like I have a deli counter. Sometimes it gets fucking busy, so you gotta kind of time it right.
Time it right with the line,
because you gotta wait there and all that. And you get people that fucking, I'll take a pound of mortadella, get a pound of that prosciutto, the olives over there, take three cannolis. It's like, fuck, come on.
What type of person are you? What the fuck? Who are you feeding?
No, yeah, but so, yeah, you can tell like these guys must have like 10 kids or some shit.
Yeah. Because
they stacked the fucking cold cuts, yo. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, man. When you have kids, cold cuts is like the easy way for lunches. Like, you
just fuck, it's like bang, bang, slap it together.
You take some toast, you put some mortadella, some mustard, you just wrap it up.
Yeah.
I did it to myself.
Oh, fuck. I love Italian cold cuts. They're
good, but they're so bad. Like, it's like considered like a carcinogen, apparently.
No, yeah?
Like, it's almost like it's smoking a cigarette, almost. Like,
oh, shit.
So they say.
You don't smoke cigarettes though, do you?
I don't. Like, I like it, but like, I don't do it.
I feel like it's starting like to phase out now. Like, now people are smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, a lot of people smoke. Phase out or phase in?
Phase out. I think it's more vaping now anyway.
Yeah, it's super vape. It's
like,
very...
I'm fucking... Like, I hate those people where, like... You know, you're outside. You're, like, you're waiting, standing somewhere. And, like... And you're just, like, vaping. It's like... You're still smoking. Can you, like, do it somewhere else or some shit like
that?
Yeah,
dude. It's
like... Fuck out of... I don't want to smell your strawberry-flavored fucking... Like, fuck out of here, you douchebag. Like, fuck... No, for me, like, if you... I can't stand vapors. You vape? I don't vape at all.
I fucking hate vapes.
I was gonna say, like, get the fuck out of my house.
I fucking...
No, like, is this so, like, just standing there with their little fucking things and...
Yeah, dude.
It's like...
It's fucking stupid. Like, there's guys in the car that have, like, they're just vaping and their whole car is full of clouds. It's like, what are you doing?
I can't, really, like, I don't know why I'm getting so, like, fucking heated about
it. God damn vapes!
It's like,
all the vape sponsorship that
like,
we're doing.
Like, I hope the fucking, like, blows up, hope it blows up in your face, fuck.
Yeah, man. But, I think we're moving forward because, like, I saw, like, a girl drive to a couple this week and she was like smoking a cigarette.
Mm.
Like, usually I wouldn't think twice. I'd be like, oh, whatever. But I was like, ew, like, you're gross. Like, I never thought of that. Like, was someone smoking a cigarette in their car?
I always,
like,
thought about that.
But like, I'm like, that's gross. Like, I haven't seen that in a while. Like, someone smoke a cigarette in their car.
When a girl is like smoking cigarettes, it's almost like a deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
Like I can't. Yeah. I don't care how, like, how good you may have it or how. Like, I can't deal with that smell. And like, you, I don't care if you like, I only do like, no, one day. I'll get the fuck out of here. Cause you know, one day turns into 2 days, turns into 3 days, and you know, no.
Yeah, man.
Or like I do it after I smoke weed, which is like smoke on top of smoke. I'm like,
yeah, it's extra smoke.
It's like weed. I could like, no, it's okay, whatever. But,
even at that, it's not the greatest.
But to me, it's like I just don't like that fucking smell and shit.
Yeah.
It really bothers me.
It throws you off.
It does. Like sitting here chilling with a girl, where it's like a cloud of fucking weed smoke. Like, well, for me, because I'm not a weed guy, I guess, you know? I'm not,
yeah, I'm not either.
I'm not a weed guy. I'm not a weed guy, so I'm pretty sure I'm offending a lot of weed smokers out there right now.
Fuck the weed smokers,
they're like, yo, fucking pot, fucking, you know, fucking alcoholic and shit.
Yeah, weed's better for you, bro. It clears your mind, dude.
Yeah, I'm sure it does, fuck.
I had a girl that smoked a lot, and like we, anytime we like have like whatever intercourse, it'd be like, it would throw me off because her breath would just be like smoke.
Yeah.
And it'd just be fucking disgusting. Yeah. I'd be like, dude, this is gross.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
like,
yes,
do
yes.
your thing, but like, this is not for me.
Yes, like, I've even had a girl, like, no, like, fucking girl for like a one night type thing. She'd go smoke a cigarette and then like fucking chew some gum. It's like, just tell her, man. It's like minty,
yeah.
minty cigarettes.
It's there, yeah.
It's there.
It's like a guy not showering.
It's like, don't fucking kiss me. Like,
bro. Back up.
It's like, ass up, head down, you know? No, for real. Oh.
Yeah, man. It's a definitely a deal breaker.
Yeah, it is. I fucking can't stand that shit. Yeah.
That's fucking.
So, oh fuck yeah! So
plus the
so it's like 18? Almost been an hour.
It's an hour.
It's almost been this long.
That was an easy hour. That was
a fucking easy because it just kept going, bro.
Mm.
It's fucking good and yeah. I don't think you ever have to edit that much. I'll probably listen to the beginning to see how it starts and shit.
Yeah.
Because you want to kind of start kind of clean.
Like a smooth, yeah. Smooth
yeah, start. Yeah, yeah. I'll have to listen to the beginning for 5 minutes and see how it goes. And then probably edit the middle part. Make it.
Yeah, so it collides together.
Yeah, yeah. That phone call fucked it up, yo. God damn you, fucking.
Whoever called me.
I just paid my credit card, damn it.
Oh,
I know. They've been fucking bugging me. And it's like, fucking, it's got some. It's fucking tax season.
Dude, it is. Everyone's doing their taxes. I got my shit back. I got money back this year.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Yeah, and a part of me is like, Tom, fucking chill. But then it's been so long since I treated myself. I'm like, yo, fuck this.
Fuck the chill, yeah, fuck the chill.
Yo, the homie boy needs a new fucking guitar. So, yeah.
You're on the market for one, for real, eh?
Yeah, I am, yeah. I'm going to Steve's. I don't know.
Guys, Tom needs a new guitar. So if anyone has a guitar, hook him up.
I doubt it, though. See the fucking like one trucker that's listening to
this. Yeah, he needs a guitar.
One trucker on the 401 one of Vancouver, but fucking you know, fucking picking up hookers on the fucking
that sounds like life. That's a life right there.
That's yo, trucking
trucks,
just fucking trucking,
just trucking.
But yeah, it's a life for no family and shit.
That's
yeah.
a life for a psycho.
But they make a lot of money though,
a shitload of money. But what could you really
yeah, like, but the thing is like these guys like they go buy their own truck, like their fucking own rig.
Do they?
Yeah, yeah. And those things are fucking like 250 grand.
It's an investment.
But yeah. like, it's because that's all they're doing is fucking hauling shit back and forth and shit. Instead of like renting one from the company or whatever.
Yeah, because like I was going to say like UPS, like they do like...
Oh, well, UPS, like it's UPS trucks.
Yeah, you work
but,
for
like,
them, right?
But like you can have your own trucking business.
And just fucking start transporting shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's dope.
Like the transport business is still a fucking... you know, good business to get into.
I feel like it's oversaturated. I feel like everyone's...
It is though. It is. Everybody's into that shit. Yeah, like this fucking... shit hauling shit, whatever the fuck it is, you know, like
no,
this hauling shit.
Okay,
you know? Just like whatever, it could be like microchips in the fucking iPhone, and it's like, you know,
yeah,
all that stupid shit, you know. Just what, yeah, just get into that type of business, and yeah, it's, who is it? Matt's, you know, who knows X that he's used to date.
Yeah,
apparently, like I don't know if you met his father. He's in that business thing.
Oh really?
His company's worth like over $1 million or something. Like
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Building a business, man, is fucking amazing.
I know. I was talking to him, and I was like, yeah, you got in that shit. I was like, fuck, man. No, for real. I was like, yo, I envy that shit.
It's dope, bro.
It is dope.
Like you live a different life when you're like doing the shit.
But like
you
said, like he's his own man, you know. Like
yeah.
I want to be my own man eventually.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't have to call no one. You don't have to like.
No, exactly. Show up like, exactly. I make my own hours type shit.
Yeah.
You know?
You go by your own rules.
Yeah, man. I'm fucking so fed up with people like telling you what to do.
Yeah,
telling
man.
You what to do, guy. Like, and like that shouldn't be life, guy. Like that should not be. I always think about what if I was born like 100 years ago or like 150 years ago,
mm.
back when like it was much more simpler. Yeah, I get it was probably hard too.
It was
like we're looking at it was easy, but it was probably hard for them too.
Of course.
But at the same time, it's like I just felt more. You just feel more free, bro. Because
yeah.
you didn't have all the like government. It was just starting like barely in place yet. You know,
let me ask you a question, right?
Like when you had to eat, you know what you
yeah.
did? You went and killed your fucking
you
went and killed your fucking pig.
You hunted it.
You
yeah.
hunted it, you know, or you fucking breed them and shit, you know?
Yeah,
you fucking
yeah.
you know, that's what you fucking did. And maybe I'm just like a simpleton, you know, I'm just tired of just so much. It's so complicated. It's more complicated than it should be. Like,
yeah.
you know, life is my mind gets rattled. Like I just get so fucking
Bro, you know? That's the easiest way to describe it.
It is, fuck.
It's like a brain fart.
It is. You know, my brain is fucking freezes up. Yeah, because you think of all the bullshit tax you've got to fucking take care of. Mm.
That's life, bro. It's not, it sucks, that's, bro.
It is. Like, whoever invented tax, like the guy that first started tax, crooks, man. I always go back in time and just like shoot him in the head.
Some crooks, bro. Some mafia.
But they were smart. They fucking got ahead of the game.
Of course.
Because they know what outlaws probably started that shit. They said, yo, you want this land? Well, you want to live? You're going to fucking pay me for it.
Bro.
And that's probably how that fucking shit started. Back when the fucking white people came over and just slaughtered the fucking Indians.
Dark times, bro.
Those were dark fucking times.
Yeah. We have it a little bit easier now, but like, I think mentally we're just fucking...
Well, there's not really a genocide going on yet.
No.
Yet.
Hopefully never.
The time will come. There's going to be a... We're due.
We're due for a fuck,
we're due for like a big fucking fuck up. Like a big fucking... Some guy's going to fucking lose... Like the guy in Korea...
Kim Jong?
Yeah.
I hope not, man. I feel like we're all coming together. Be wrong.
No, fuck. We're like...
I feel like we're all loving, somewhat coming together as blue, and we're just like, okay.
No. Because all... like... No, what do you mean? Like, we're just like the one of the most like racial... Like, the racial tension in this fucking world is fucking... on this side of the world anyway. Is fucking insane. And racism has always been... Again, but like social media and technology has made it more aware.
Dude, because people could... Yeah.
Like, there's always been racism fucking in the 90s and the 80s.
Yeah,
and
it'll always be there, though.
Of course it'll always... But, like, you just hope... Like, where people try to say, like, we're trying to, like, quiet the racist, like, you know, trying to mute them. Like, no, I want to hear them so I know who the fuck you are.
Yeah.
Like, I hate those quiet racists.
That's what I'm saying. If you're racist, come out and say it.
This fucking...
I like it honest. I would appreciate...
Have the fucking balls to say it. Don't be one of those guys that fucking... That goes talk to your friend or fucking...
Yeah.
You know, it's all quiet and shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I can appreciate an honest... Now I'm saying being racist is fucking disgusting.
But I don't... The only thing is, like, I don't get, like, say you're standing, like, you know, like, the person standing in line with a black person or whatever, and all of a sudden, like, you get angry that this person's, like,
in front of you. Like,
how do you get so mad?
It's, like, pure hatred.
Like, you know, I guess the same thing how I get so angry fucking vapors. Like, it's just a thing, I guess, right? You know?
Yeah. But, like, you don't hate them. You hate that they're fucking vaping.
Yeah, I hate that idea that you're vaping.
Yeah.
And that makes me not like you as a person.
Yeah, but if you take out the vape, I'm already judging you.
Exactly.
If you take out the vape, they're fine.
I guess the same thing. If you remove the skin color and see the person for who...
Yeah, that's what it is, though. Like, when you're racist, you're like, that skin doesn't jive with me.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Maybe I should go talk to these fucking guys.
Talk to the vape guys.
Talk to these racists. Talk to the Ku Klux Klan. Like, hey, I got, you know?
Yeah.
The way you see these vapors... look at these guys, like, they're just fucking vaping, and this removed the vape.
Just take out the vape, like, take out the skin. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking horrible. It's horrible, man.
This might get edited out.
People are gonna be like, "Whoa, this is crazy."
Shit off the fucking rails.
They're talking about crazy shit here.
Fuck, that's shit off the fucking rails. But yeah,
racism sucks. I think that's what it all comes down to.
Yeah,
it's not cool.
I guess we probably should wrap this up, I guess.
Yeah, we're gonna... Guys, thanks for... I don't know, how do you...
No, I'm just saying, just, like, promote where you gotta promote again.
I don't know, just listen to Tom's Truth podcast, because I like it a lot, and I think you guys should all listen to it.
Thanks, man, so, I guess this would be the end of my shit. If you want to email me, whatever, you know, it's tomstruthpodcast@gmail.com. If you got any questions, if you got any fucking hate mail, whatever, I don't give a shit. I'll read it. you can message me on Facebook there. I'm on Tom North. Instagram, Tomakazi.
Tomakazi. That's awesome.
That is awesome. Thank you.
It's really awesome.
I know. I just come up with these weird names.
I like that.
I like it a lot. Yep. So that's the end of this. I hope you guys fucking enjoy it. And
peace out.
Later.